This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now Shaitan, his job is to try to mess us up in some way, get us off the straight track. So I'll highlight some of the ways he uses our past against us, and we think these are thoughts that are happening inside of our own heads, while it's actually the shaitan. And that's one of his great successes, is you think that these are your own thoughts, but these are wasawis, these are just whispers of the devil, where he's trying to make you fall back into something that you may have fallen into before. One of the ways that he does that, is that maybe, for example, you used to be a better person. Maybe you used to be more diligent with your prayers. Maybe you were more observing of, you know, if Allah forbade something, you stayed away from it. And if Allah said, this is allowed, and that's the only thing, you were content with that. And you didn't fall into Allah's disobedience. And you were good. You could look back and you say you were good. And some people are like that. They look back and they say, you know what? There was a time I was a much better person. I'm disappointed with myself now. I remember the time when I used to stand in prayer and I used to cry. I don't know the last time I've shed a tear. Or I used to feel so much connected to Allah. I used to just kind of do dhikr all the time. I used to make the dua for coming into the house or leaving the house or going into the restroom or coming out of it. Or I used to just have every excuse to remember Allah. I used to be much kinder with my words. Now I use foul language. I use bad words against people. I lose my temper. I speak about people. I backbite. I've developed all these habits. I didn't used to be like this. But I was a much better person. So there's one thing to compare yourself to somebody else, but even when you compare yourself to yourself, some people were in a much better place before. And so Shaitan says, well, that part of you is dead. That's gone. That's never coming back. Listen, that's over with. This is who you are now. And he'll make you almost give up on yourself. While the reality is that if you are capable, if Allah made you capable of living a certain way and living by a certain standard, and you upheld it, you were able to do it, then that actually means that you will forever be capable. That's actually proof to yourself. It's one thing that you never accomplish something. You were never able to accomplish something. And you say, well, I can't do it. Well, maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe you haven't even tried. Or maybe I can't say for sure that you're capable. But you lived by something. You had certain capability. You were doing better. Now it's known that you have that, you possess that in you. That faith in you, that strength in you. And so Shaitan wants you to convince you that you no longer have that capability because of whatever experiences you've gone through or I've gone through, now we will never go back to who we were again. At least in our spiritual sense. We can't go back. Now understand something. Emotionally, maybe you can't go back. Emotionally, when somebody's scarred, maybe they're changed forever and that's okay. That's life. That happens. Maybe if somebody, you know, the loss of a child is not something easy to get over, for example. So there are kinds of trauma or kinds of experiences that maybe our entire lives will be chipping away at trying to heal, and we may never get there. But Shaitan uses that to mess you up, not emotionally, but spiritually, to mess with your connection with Allah, and to basically get you to say, well, you know what, you've gone through these experiences, so what's the point of prayer? You know, the prayers no longer count. And so that's one kind of attack the Shaitan uses against you and me, is to make you lament, make you think back with regret about better days that are never going to come back for you. The other thing Shaitan wants you to do from behind is, you know, things that you, bad experiences that you had, and you start questioning, why did this happen to me? Right? You and I have gone through terrible experiences in life. This is a part of life. Allah created this life as a trial. And every one of us has different kinds of trials. And some of those trials are not easy. And when you think about what happened, it's very painful. And it can be paralyzing. It can be something that you're overwhelmed, almost reliving the event that occurred in the past. And one of the things Shaitan wants is to keep you there. To keep you thinking about the past, to keep you thinking about what happened, and keep questioning, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to me? Maybe I deserve it. Maybe I'm cursed. Maybe I'm no good. This is why Allah is angry at me. This is why He made this happen to me. And so you live in that moment that happened some time ago that Allah actually brought you out of. But Shaitan doesn't want you to come out of it. He wants you to stay in that hopelessness. Because he wants you to be convinced, like he's convinced, that Allah has no hope for him. Or that he's hopeless case. There's no turning back for him. Or that Allah hates him even. So people will develop, you and I might develop, because we're thinking about that event all the time, not just anger towards people who hurt us, but even towards Allah. Like, why did he let this happen to me? Why did he do this to me? I didn't deserve it. And so when you think about the kinds of experiences that prophets went through, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, you'll appreciate something. Allah, the prophets Allah talks about in the Quran are in so many cases people that had such difficult lives. They had such, you know, even before they became prophets, they had extremely, extremely difficult lives. Think about the life of our own messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose parents die in childhood, right? Who goes through, you know, one care to another care to another care, and everybody, every time he has somebody that is basically taking care of him, they pass away. And he's passed on to someone else, and he's passed on to someone else. How difficult is that for a child? How difficult is it for a parent to lose their child? Our messenger experienced losing children, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the thought to come, why did I deserve that should happen to me? Or why did my child deserve to die like this? And every time you see somebody else's child healthy and running around, it reminds you of the child that you don't have anymore. That sort of thing. So these are the kinds of pains Allah put even prophets through, alayhi wasallatu wasalam. The reason I'm saying that is for you and me to know that these pains that we experience in life are not a proof that Allah has cursed you, or Allah is angry at you, or you're going through bad experiences because Allah is mad at you and Allah is punishing you for something. That's not the case. Some of the best people that ever lived had very difficult lives, had very hard times. And it's not because Allah doesn't love them. So this life was made with trials, with difficulties that we have to learn to navigate. Shaitan wants us to believe everything that happens to us, somehow figure out a way to blame Allah for it. Figure out a way to blame Allah. Why? Because that's what he did. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي He blamed Allah. When he refused to do sajda and he was cast out, he blamed Allah immediately. That's where he wants you to get to. And so he uses that past bad experience, that painful experience, to try to pull you away from Allah also. Another way he uses your past is that he will, you know, maybe some of us, we lived a life of sin before. Maybe you had friends or, you know, your relationships that were leading you down a road of sin, that you kept falling in and falling in and falling in. And you figured out a way to make tawbah to Allah, and you cut off those friendships and you cut off those relationships. Whether those people are, you know, their judgment is with Allah. But you for yourself, you decided that those people may not be evil, but I know that when I'm in their company or when I'm around, then I fall into evil. So I'm going to try to protect myself, and I'm going to pull away as much as I can and try to fix myself with Allah. You will know in your personal life who those people are. And maybe you had people like that in your life that were pulling you into sin, whether they realized it themselves or not. And maybe it's not even their fault, maybe it's your own weakness. But since you recognize that, you say, you know what? Every time I've tried, I've fallen back into sin. I'm going to discontinue some of these relationships. Not because I hate these people, not because I'm better than them, not because, you know, I want them to suffer, but because I want to save myself. I want to pull myself away. And when you pull yourself away, shaitan will come and say, hey, don't you miss the old friendship? You don't miss those guys? You don't miss her, man? You don't miss this? You don't miss that? And he wants you to pull back. Go back. Go back. Go back. The same way some people left sin. Literally sin. They left drinking. They left drugs. You know, they left adultery. They left fornication. They left evil deeds. They walked away from them. They changed. But sometimes the devil comes and triggers you and says, hey, you're going through a hard time. Just one time. Just go back. Not forever, but come on, you had a hard week. It's been a tough month. You've gone through a lot. Just go back just a little bit. And you know what that used to be like. And they say in Arabic, there's a saying in Arabic, you know, kullu mamnu' matlub. Everything forbidden is desirable, right? So even though we, after faith, you develop a regret and an embarrassment over the sins you and I may have committed. And we develop almost a hatred for repeating those sins again. At the end of the day, we're also human beings, and human beings have temptations and desires, and that's one of the things that shaitan wants to manipulate. So he'll try to pull you back and try to get you to say, hey, come on, you know how it used to be, right? It was so much better for you. You felt so much easier. And why deny yourself? Who's going to find out? Just go back. So he wants to pull you back into a way of sin. This is the way that he comes at you from behind. So many pulls at you from what is drawing you into what used to be, you know, and you have to be mindful of that.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.